Hello and welcome to Future Imperfect. I'm your host, Admiral Phillips, and joining me in this episode is Mike Booth Ninja Powers of Altered Geek to discuss the latest news of Tarantino stepping on board to Trek, Star Trek Discovery, and whether Trek should do a total and clean reboot, as well as their thoughts on the Orville. All this and more on Future Imperfect. And this is a specific segment from the show Altered Geek. So if you're listening to this week's Altered Geek, this will also be on that show. So just letting you know on that. So without further ado, here's the clip. Yeah, I think we're going to go to Star Trek Tarantino. Even though I kind of touched on it last episode a little bit, I didn't get many other people's opinions on it. So,
since you shared yours, I will just come right out and say, let me preface this with saying I have not read an article. I've seen the headline, and all I can say is I'm down for this. if only because I don't know, like, okay, the state of Star Trek as it stands right now, I don't see how this hurts the property.
It already hurt itself a long time ago, so.
And that's what I'm saying. Like anyone that looks at this as like a bad thing for Star Trek, like Star Trek hasn't been Star Trek since like what?
2005.
Like Voyager and Deep Space Nine.
Even Enterprise wasn't that bad. I've recently gone back and rewatched it all, and it actually fits with continuity.
I liked Enterprise. Don't get me wrong. I liked Enterprise, but I'm just thinking like good Star Trek is what considered to be like it ended with Voyager,
pretty much
Deep Space Nine,
Voyager.
So the franchise. You know, I don't have a problem with what he's gonna with whatever he would want to do, and the fact that they want to make it rated R, I think that is just. I feel like that's two things. That's one, not trying to pigeonhole Tarantino into any one thing. Okay. Because it basically gives him
free rein
to tell whatever story he wants to tell. Okay.
Because the rated R could mean it doesn't necessarily mean it could just mean something as simple as like extended violence and explosions.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever the MPAA wants to make rated R that week. So, you know, it could allow him to produce a movie that isn't, like, he could start trying to film a movie without having to worry about restrictions being placed on him. Okay? And I forget what the other side of that was going to be. It could also just be them trying to capitalize on the whole, like, rated R craze that's going on right now that we saw with Daredevil and Logan,
Deadpool.
I meant to say Deadpool.
Yeah, which is what popularized the whole thing.
Right. It could be them trying to like capitalize on that with this franchise, or it could be like you said, maybe he's trying to do what was it, the Future Imperfect stuff, or the alternate universe.
Well, I'm wondering if he could be doing the Mirror Universe.
That's what it was.
And I could see Tarantino pulling off a really good Mirror Universe because he usually does a lot of dark characters. Granted, I'm not a fan of anything he's done. So I think that kind of impairs my judgment a little bit.
I like the portrayal. I like what he's able to get out of his actors. For example, Christoph Waltz. I really like him in Inglourious Basterds. I can watch the scene where he's eating the slice of pie across from the female protagonist. And he's just eating a pie and having a conversation with her. Mm-hmm. I can watch that scene like I would watch Brandon Routh catch a falling airplane in Superman Returns. like, and I get the same joy out of just watching that scene. Because I think it's a killer performance. So I think that's what, you know, when I'm always intrigued by what Tarantino can bring, what he could do, because, you know, I might not go like, oh, his movies are amazing, but I like what he's able to get out of his performances.
Yeah.
And I feel like he does characters really well. And I feel like that's kind of what I like, with the exception of Into Darkness, I like the most recent, you know, I enjoy the most recent Star Trek movies.
Yeah, Star Trek Beyond actually was really good, despite people, I think it got bad rap because Into Darkness was so bad.
See, I like Beyond. You and I talked at length about Into Darkness, and I didn't really have a problem with the original Star Trek.
No.
You're getting characters that are just like, the actors are just playing the characters that came before with subtle little twists on them.
Yeah.
And so I think it would be interesting to see see if Tarantino can breathe life into actual Star Trek characters that aren't just trying to pay homage to
what came
an
before.
Earlier cast. Yeah.
See, this is my soapbox at this point, because I've seen, and I don't know if you've watched Star Trek Discovery or not, but I'm at this point now with Star Trek that I wish that they would stop trying to reconnect it with the original continuity,
mm-hmm.
and the original shows, because it had a specific look, a specific feel, a specific writing style, whether it be in characters or everything else, and certain aesthetics that they all had, kind of uniformity between all of them, even through, you know, Enterprise. And when you got the rebooted J.J. Abrams, bright, shiny, you know, more explosions, more, you know, space opera, Star Wars, than classic Star Trek, I feel like the pendulum for it switched, and they should have done a fresh, brand new crew, brand new ships, brand new, just reboot the entire universe, start over from scratch, not, you know, giving them free rein to not have to carry over any element of the original and tweak it however they saw fit for the new generation that's out now, so that they aren't trying to pigeonhole themselves and fit into this continuity of stuff from the last 50 some years.
I agree with that 100%.
Because I feel like, and this is my pet peeve with Discovery, is there's so many glaring plot holes, despite their saying that they're going to explain it all, of not only technology differences, but aesthetics. And they claim that there's this massive attention to detail that it's going to fit with continuity, but it takes place 10 years before the original series. And the Klingons have this totally different aesthetic, which looks nothing like the stuff from Enterprise or the original series or anything that comes before or after. And then they've got all this super high tech technology that's in the show. Doesn't matter what starship, it's just they're all super high tech, which dwarfs everything, even in the Next Generation through Voyager and Deep Space Nine timeline, which is, you know, 150 years later, basically. And it, like I said, it takes place 10 years before the original series, and they show the cage, the episode, the original pilot with Captain Pike, and their technology looks like it's way older than what we're getting in this show. And so, like, I just find so many continuity issues. I don't know why they chose to do a prequel, but I felt like if it, and I watch, I go into the show watching it, pretending it doesn't, it's not in continuity, it's its own thing, which helps me enjoy it in a different light than sitting there trying to put, fit it into the continuity of the show.
I get that, and I agree with you again that it should not it should be its own thing. It shouldn't have been a prequel.
Because on its own, it's fine, and they have Netflix behind it. They have the all access. They don't have the, you know, they can, it's mature rated. I'm not particularly fond of what they did with the Klingons, and particularly it was the mid season that they had like nude Klingon, and I was like, okay, I didn't really need that, but you know, like I get the language, like they, you know, whatever, they can do what they want on that, but I felt the other was distasteful.
I don't know. I feel like we've talked about this before, about what this was originally supposed to be, which was an anthology series.
And they've essentially done that because they've got chapter one and chapter two for the season one, where it's two different story arcs, because they wrapped up story arc one and they've started story arc two now, but it's crew.
That's not any different than what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, and I wish that they just wipe out the crew every season and then start over.
Yeah, to me, an anthology series is something like American Horror Story, or it's something like True Detective. Like it is completely different character. American Horror Story does it by bringing back the same actors portraying different characters, which is fun because you get to see the acting range. But like True Detective did it by, you know, they completely changed it up, and I'm not gonna trumpet on, you know, share, you know, but talk about, you know, whether or not True Detective season two was any good or not. But like that's what an anthology series is. It's two seasons of a show that have nothing to do with each other than title. Like they're not linked in any way. They can be set in different time periods, but we've talked about this. We've beaten this. This is a dead horse between you and I.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of wish that they would have just done, like, you know, like the Department of Temporal, you know, something, just so that they could have had maybe somebody, you know, like even in Enterprise, you know, Agent Daniels, like follow him around or something, you know.
Is all of Discovery going to be on Netflix at any point?
No. It's going to be on CBS All Access exclusively. In the United States, in Canada, and it's going to be on something else. I think they've got like Space Network, and then everywhere else it's like Netflix. But I believe
you know where else it is?
Where?
BitTorrent.
Yeah, I know. I
don't know. I can't. I will not pay the
$6 or $10 a month for their stupid app to watch a show that should be on cable.
Now I said earlier that my wife and I have started, you know, we subscribe to Hulu, we subscribe to Netflix, and
that's different.
To HBO.
You get a grab bag of different networks.
Right, but content. I also said that we will cancel a subscription once we're caught up on something. If we can't find anything to watch, we'll like cancel it until like the next season of Westworld comes out or something, right? Because mm-hmm. You don't have to, if there's nothing for you to watch, or you've already binged everything there is to watch, there's no reason for you to keep paying, you know, $8, $10, $15 for a service until the next season comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, you know, I'm not willing to cancel one of my services right now just to sign up for CBS All Access just to watch Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah, I'm the same boat. It's not that good to be like, I mean, to be honest, it's not, but I don't feel like I'm getting solid performances out of the actors. Like, I mean, they have elements where they are, if that episode's specifically written for that person.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the characters feel flat if that happens.
Well, you know, that's what you want out of a show, right? You want flat characters.
Yeah. And like I said, they still haven't, they're like, oh, we've got, you know, 10 years of continuity that we're going to make it right before the original series kicks in. And I'm like, you still haven't explained how things started out looking totally different. Like, it's, it I don't know. I just have so many issues with the show. It mars my ability to watch it without having this tedious eye to examine every aspect of it.
I'm grabbing the first few episodes of it right now.
I have the first whole chapter one of up to the mid season if you want it, but
no, I got it.
I will say the first two episodes, while they matter, the third episode is technically the pilot because the first two episodes, it basically sets the premise for chapter one. And like for the whole, you know, up to mid-season story arc, but it's irrelevant essentially up to episode three.
That's nice.
They're just dragging like emotional baggage. So, and there's such flip-flopping on how the characters are portrayed between episode to episode. It's a mess, but I'll discuss that with you after you've seen more of it.
So I flip side real quick though, my wife and I have been enjoying Orville.
I love the Orville.
That has been pretty fun. I don't know how many episodes we're behind. I don't remember the last one we saw, but that one has been very, like I said, both my wife and I have enjoyed that one.
How far up have you seen it so far?
I would have to look up an episode guide to tell you. I think we've seen like, how many episodes have there been?
There's 12 in season one.
I want to say we've maybe seen 9.
Okay. It sticks pretty good. And I feel like we get more of Star Trek out of it with more of a modern touch, but it's got the very much the writing and the aesthetic and the feel of like the Next Generation.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take itself too seriously either.
Yeah, I will admit I was shocked by the level of material that they're willing to cover. What is it, the second episode they talk about the gender situation?
Yeah, and then they talk about the social media like judging people just based on, you know, an inconsequential thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he hits some pretty heavy topics, which kind of reminds me of the Next Generation.
Yep.
And they've even, you know, you'll see more of it as the season progresses and as it finishes out, but I'm glad it got a season two, and I really love that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of my, I feel I'm getting my Star Trek fix by watching it, but I'm also getting like a few like natural laughs just based on the writing and the way that the characters portray the jokes.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel like it's a forced laugh when I'm watching it. I'm genuinely like kind of like busting out laughing.
Right.
So I don't feel like it's pandering to me at all. So it's very entertaining to watch.
So bringing it back around though, I don't think Tarantino directing a Star Trek movie is a bad thing. So that's where I come down on that one.
I'm not entirely sure yet, but I'll wait and reserve judgment. I know he did pitch an idea to J.J. Abrams. And they have who then passed that on to Paramount, and they have a writing staff, like a think tank.
I almost wonder, how cool would it have been if like they didn't say he was going to do a Star Trek movie, and they just shot a Star Trek movie, they put a trailer out there, and that's when you first heard that it was directed by Quentin Tarantino.
See, like, I think that would have, I think that would kind of take care of a lot of the people's opinions of certain directors if they just shot stuff and stopped telling people everything.
Yeah, like, because it's like you,
because you have directors, this preconceived notion on directors and writers, like right off the get-go.
Exactly.
I'm so guilty of it. Like,
and you, but and you know, I don't think, you know, the other reason I'm really interested to see this, I don't think Tarantino's ever done a science fiction movie. That's the other reason I'm interested in seeing this. And what if it's not even like a starship?
Well, like, I've heard rumors that, and granted, they wanted to bring Chris Hemsworth back as Kirk's dad and do a time travel piece, but I've also heard that he wants to do like a time travel type piece with it, which, you know, that's not any different than anything in Star Trek as it is, because they do a lot of time travel. But
I mean, if you think about it, come on, let's think about this logically, right? The Star Trek IV is the time travel one, and this would be the fourth, could technically be the fourth Star Trek movie in the new reboot. I mean, they did Wrath of Khan for 2, why not do a time travel one for number 4?
Well, they did time travel on the first one.
That's not the same thing, and you know it.
They went back in time and altered history.
That's not the same thing as the story for A Voyage Home, though.
I know. That was kind of a different take that I thought was kind of unique.
So.
But, yeah, I mean, I'd be fine with it. I mean, after I've come down from my, you know, outrage last week.
But it's probably like the whole Ben Affleck being Batman announcement thing. So it's
settled in now.
Yeah, I think Tarantino's a guy that can do something really interesting with a property that doesn't even know what it is anymore.
Well, I think that I would much rather see. They can't do any worse than what Abrams did in Into Darkness between his writing staff and himself. Like, I honestly was pleasantly surprised by
Beyond,
and so like if they can keep going in that direction of doing new stories, new, you know, totally, I mean, because that was completely original.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing, you know, drawn out from that out of continuity. Like, they don't even have any of the ship that they commandeered took place just before Enterprise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was very fitting that they kind of went in that direction. So, I'm fine with it at this point.
Wouldn't it be weird if Tarantino ends up being the one that gets, Star Trek?
You mean gets it back on track?
Like, no, he gets it. Like he understood, like, he's the one that understands what makes Star Trek Star Trek. He's the one that
that knows how to make it tick again.
That understands what everybody is
lacking.
What all the nerds are clamoring for. Like, he understands what's missing from everything that's been released so far. I feel like that would be like really, really weird.
That would be weird, but I think that would only cement his future with the franchise.
I feel like anything he's going to do is going to be a one-off.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Which is unfortunate, but like, you know, maybe we could get a Star Trek movie and not even in any particular continuity, but have it as like a one-off, like Logan.
Yeah, why can't your movies be anthologies, like the Star Wars stories?
The only difference with the Star Wars ones is, yeah, they're a one-off, but they still fit in continuity somewhere.
Yeah.
Whereas Logan doesn't. Like, I mean, it does, but it doesn't. Like, I would like to see him do, if he's going to do one, do like maybe a Mirror Universe film. Do it with it. And the funny thing is Patrick Stewart, Captain Picard, said that he'd love to work with Tarantino. What if they did a Mirror Universe, the Next Generation film?
I mean, I'd watch it.
I mean, I would watch it. Most of the cast, I mean, they're very aged at this point, but I think they would all be down for it.
You give them a really cool starship.
You give them a cool starship and give them really good characterizations.
What is it? You give them the Enterprise E for, you know, the F word? Or the Enterprise F for the F word?
Yeah.
That's what they get.
For the they do that for the Mirror Universe version, and then the regular verse they have the Enterprise E still.
Yep.
Yeah, I would be down for it, honestly. Like, I think that would that would be interesting, because the Next Generation, other than comics, is the only one that hasn't had a mirror universe.
Yeah, I'm down for it.